Hello, my name is Diana Isaacs. I am an endocrine clinical pharmacy specialist at the Cleveland Clinic, and I want to welcome you to this program about patient perspectives of the person with diabetes and MASH. We are very excited today to have real life people joining us to describe their experiences with MASH and how they've been treated. In my role, I provide medication management for people with diabetes. I am a pharmacist, but I do have a scope of practice through a collaborative practice agreement where I am prescribing medications. I'm also ordering labs and following up with my patients with diabetes. And the topic today that we're really focused on is MASH, that's metabolic dysfunction associated steatohepatitis. And this is a term that you may be more familiar with, fatty liver disease, which is what we used to call it. And also what has changed over the last couple of years is that our guidelines strongly advocate that this is something that we should be screening for. And if we discover that our patients have MASH or that they have MASLD, which is metabolic dysfunction associated steatotic liver disease, that we should be treating them or doing more testing or referring. And so that's what we really want to get into today. And one of the things that we can do, if you're not a hepatologist, you're not a gastroenterologist, you're not an expert in the liver, you can still help your patients a great deal by doing something called the FIB-4 score. And this is a test. This is actually, it's calculated from the platelets and a person's liver function tests. And so this is a way that we can screen people to see if they are at risk of having this type of liver disease. And so if that FIB-4 score is over 1.3 for most people, that's a good indicator that we should do some additional screening. And by the way, this is a test, like I have this as a dot phrase in my note. So it automatically calculates as long as these tests have been done. So it's a good reminder to get a complete blood count and to make sure we have those liver function tests done so that this can be calculated. And then if it is elevated, we have the option, we can actually order a fibro scan. So an endocrinologist, a primary care provider, pharmacist can order the fibro scan if they're comfortable with it. And then that can let us know if a person may have MASLD or MASH. But also if they're not comfortable with that, that's where we can go ahead and refer to our hepatology colleagues. Or if we're really fortunate, like we have at Cleveland Clinic, we have an interdisciplinary clinic where we have actually endocrinology and hepatology joined that co-manage these patients together. So what I really want to emphasize is that with diabetes, it's a huge cardiovascular risk factor. People are at risk for several different complications. And we have since learned that people are very high risk for MASLD and MASH. It's estimated actually in type 2 diabetes that over 70% of people have MASLD. And so I encourage everyone to have this on your radar so that we can screen our patients. And why that's so important is because we have treatments. We have treatments that can help people. And the earlier we can get those treatments to people, the better off they will be, and we can prevent those potential complications. So with that, I want to go ahead now and turn it over to my wonderful colleague, Dr. Maurer, to introduce herself and talk a little bit further on this topic.
Thank you so much for having me today. My name is Yael Maurer. I'm a metabolic disease specialist at the Cleveland Clinic, and I'm also the co-director of our fatty liver clinic or MASLD MASH clinic. This is a multidisciplinary clinic. It's a collaboration between the Department of Endocrinology and the Department of Hepatology, where we see patients in tandem. And I'm going to be talking about this multidisciplinary clinic in a little bit. I'm really excited to talk about this topic today. Continuing on what Dr. Isaacs was mentioning, it's really important to screen patients with metabolic disease for MASLD and complications associated with MASLD. When we think about the screening process, the FIB-4, and the VCPE. Really, what we're screening for is advanced fibrosis. We want to know which patients that have MASLD actually have advanced fibrosis. And this is a really important thing to screen for because patients with advanced fibrosis have increased risk for liver-related complications as well as cardiovascular-related complications. And we have new FDA-approved treatments for patients with advanced fibrosis or with clinically significant fibrosis. So identifying this patient so that we can manage them becomes really important. The first step is really to identify who we are going to screen. And Dr. Isaacs mentioned screening patients with diabetes, but we also want to screen patients that have prediabetes or that have obesity or that have metabolic disease like hypertension, dyslipidemia, high triglycerides, all of those patients that are high risk, and we want to screen them. The first step is calculating that FIB-4 that uses the age of the patient, AST, ALT, and a platelet count. And once we use that FIB-4, we're going to get a score. When a patient has a score of 1.3 or above, it's important to do secondary testing because those patients are at a higher risk of having advanced fibrosis. In the next step is usually a liver stiffness measurement. And the most validated modality for a liver stiffness measurement is ultrasound of the liver. And there is an ultrasound piece, and there's also a probe that vibrates, and that vibration goes through the liver and it generates a wave. And the ultrasound piece measures how quickly that wave propagates through the liver. And this is what gives us the estimation of how much fibrosis there is in the liver. Once we do obtain that FibroScan or that VCTE, we will have a report, and the report will tell us an estimation of the liver stiffness measurement in kilopascals or kPa. And generally, what the guidelines recommend is if a patient has less than 8 kilopascals, then the risk of having advanced fibrosis is very low. So we want to continue their metabolic management, diabetes management, obesity management, lipid management, all of that, sleep apnea management, hypertension management. We want to do that piece. And we want to rescreen the patients every 1 to 2 years, depending on the risk factors and depending on the LSM or the liver fibrosis estimation from the VCTE. Now, if the report gives us 8 kilopascals or more, then those are the patients that have higher risk of having advanced fibrosis. And we do want to refer those patients to the hepatologist. Or if you're fortunate to have a multidisciplinary clinic, it would be ideal to refer those patients to our clinic. I do want to point out that even though VCTE is the most commonly used modality for liver stiffness measurement, you may see other modalities like an MRE or MR elastography. And there's also a blood test. It's called the ELF. This is a proprietary test that can also estimate the liver fibrosis based on some matrix turnover markers.